The war's toll. For the 7 days through the 21st of November 2006, I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who have been reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the past 7 days, as well as the names of some Iraqi civilians. These civilians were reported killed on March 25th of 2003, just 6 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, November 22nd, 2006, 3,114 coalition soldiers have been reported killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,868 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 21,678 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. Also, they report that 46,137 soldiers, U.S. soldiers, have suffered non-mortal casualties. This information comes from iCasualties.org. Also, 374 private contractors have been reported killed in Iraq. This is considered a conservative estimate. In the past week, then, 9 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 504 coalition soldiers have been reported killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 350 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 962 U.S. soldiers have been wounded, and also that 5,729 have suffered non-mortal wounds. We have no information on wounded soldiers of other nationalities. In the past week, then, no coalition soldiers were reported killed. However, at least six Afghanis were reported killed in the past week, bringing the total in November of 2006 to 269. Also, 120 Afghanis have been reported killed in flooding. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the number of Iraqi civilian deaths stands at 52,642. However, a recent John Hopkins study reported in The Lancet has estimated that 655,000 Iraqis have been killed, which would mean that the number of Iraqis wounded since the invasion, March 2003, would be in the hundreds of thousands, if not over a million. In the past week, at least 427 Iraqis reported killed, bringing the total in November to at least 1,128. The financial cost of the Iraq war only, according to costofwar.com, is at $344.4 billion and counting. For taxpayers in Kansas, your tax bill stands at $2.7 billion. I will now read the names of some Iraqi civilians who have been reported killed. Again, these civilians were reported killed on the 25th of March, 2003. Hader Kalgonis Azbide, 9-year-old girl. Hiam Khade Abbas Altmeme, 12-year-old girl. Hayat Kamel Shnab Asiade, 25-year-old woman. Heder Hassan Gabire, 30-year-old man. Heder Kes Ahmed, 25-year-old man. Heder Mahmoud Esser, 13-year-old boy. Hathem Saber Hamode Al-Khazale, 6-year-old boy. Khlal Flinris Abbas Abdre, 6-year-old boy. Clel Yonis Azabide, 11-year-old girl. Khned Taha Nasser Abdre, 6-year-old boy. I will now read the names of those who lost their life in Afghanistan that we have at this time, and we report that a Ron Zimmerman, 37 years old, of Glenwood, Indiana, was reported killed. He's a private contractor from the United States, obviously. And now I will read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past week. On the 13th of November, Daniel J. Allman II, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Cannon, Georgia. Also on the 13th of November, Jang H. Kim, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Placentia, California. On the 14th of November, Eric G. Palacios Rivera, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Also on the 14th of November, Timothy W. Brown, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Sacramento, California. Also on the 14th of November, Mario D. Gonzalez, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, La Puente, California. Also on the 14th of November, Michael D. Scholl, 21 years old, U.S. Marine, Lincoln, Nebraska. Also on the 14th of November, Thomas H. Feltz, Sr., 45 years old, U.S. Army, Sandston, Virginia. Also on the 14th of November, Justin R. Garcia, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Elmhurst, New York. And also on the 14th of November, Tung M. Nguyen, 38 years old, U.S. Army, Tracy, California. On the 15th of November, Schuyler B. Haynes, 40 years old, U.S. Army, New York, New York. Also on the 15th of November, Mitchell T. Mutz, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Falls City, Texas. And also on the 15th of November, John R. Dennison, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Ijamsville, Maryland. On the 16th of November, Rhett W. Schiller, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Waterford, Wisconsin. On the 18th of November, Brad Schilling, 22 years old, U.S. Air National Guard, Stanwood, Michigan. On the 19th of November, Jeremy S. Schock, 22 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Tiffin, Ohio. This has been the war's toll for the 7 days through the 21st of November, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from the Stand Independent News Service. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors, in all countries.